This is KUT. Somewhere in the forests of northeast Texas, there's a tree or group of trees where an invasive species is breeding. It's a beetle called the emerald ash borer, also known by its initials EAB. It's wiped out forests of ash trees since it arrived in the U.S. from Asia a few decades ago, and has the potential to decimate trees in Texas if its population goes unchecked. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, there is a plan to fight the ash borer, and it sounds almost like something from a movie.
A movie about super tiny parasitic wasps. Ben Slager helps breed them at the EAB Biocontrol Rearing Facility in Michigan. One type is called the Spatius agrili.
And the way that it works is it finds an ash tree that's infested. And when it gets on that ash tree, its antennae start to go like crazy on the bark of that tree,
seeking the vibrations of ash borer larvae in the tree.
And it can feel the vibrations of it chewing. And so it gets closer and closer and closer,
eventually using its stinger to push through the bark.
And as soon as it gets through there, it lays its eggs on the larvae.
Those eggs hatch.
And they then eat their way into the larvae. And that's what kills the emerald ash borer.
Yeah.
I think that it's fodder for a horror movie someday.
But a lot of people say it's as necessary as it is creepy.
Last year, we released just over 1 million of these wasps and multiple states within the impacted area.
Paul Chaloux is the National Policy Manager for the Emerald Ash Borer Program at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says the wasps might be the answer to saving America's ash trees. That's because they come from the same parts of Asia as the EAB, so they evolved to target it. Of course, tests have shown a few instances where the wasps lay their eggs in other native borer beetles.
But again, the attack rates, even on those relatives of EAB, are very, 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 very low. And we certainly wouldn't expect any impacts on the overall populations of those other species.
Now that 4 emerald ash borers have been caught in traps in Texas, Shane Harrington says the wasps will probably be released here too. But before that happens, officials need to pinpoint where in the state the ash borers are breeding. Harrington is with the Texas A&M Forest Service.
We suspect that there's an infected tree, you know, somewhere around the detection site. But we just, because of weather-related issues, we haven't been able to isolate that one tree yet.
If those killer wasps are released in Texas, Ben Slager, who you heard at the top of the story, wants people to know they do not sting people.
From our perspective, it's a very good thing. From the EAB's perspective, it's definitely a horror movie. They're the guy that got left behind.
I think I'm going to start working on a script right now.
Well, you let me in on it, and that sounds good.
Mose Bushell, KUT News.